Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Wednesday. What is the date today? It's August something or other. August 23rd, 2014. Well, wait a minute, 2017. So you got me all confused. I'm just all bewildered and lost today. But we're going to have an interesting show, I think. We're going to talk about how to get the future you desire. So that ties in with the law of attraction. So we're going to talk a lot about the law of attraction today. I have like a ton of quotes on the law of attraction and how to attract everything in your life. So I think it's going to be kind of an inspirational show. It's going to be about how to inspire you to attract everything you want in your life. And I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit. I'm going to read a little bit from the book I'm writing. It's about old souls. Everybody hears the word old souls and what does that mean? And so I thought I'd give you what spirit said about old souls. Thinking a little bit about the law, you know, I've been a practitioner of the law of attraction for over 20 years. I've studied it, learned about it, read about it. Even when I would say that I read Napoleon Hill, which a lot of it's based on, goes back to Napoleon Hill back in the 1970s, late 1970s, when I first was introduced to Napoleon Hill. So all those principles have been with me for a long time, you know, and even in the Bible. He talks about that, and there's a quote that I think you'll find rather interesting. Quoting Jesus based on the law of attraction, believe it or not. Yes, really. So what does that have to do with being a psychic? And I just kind of go back over this again, and I've talked about this a little bit, so just so you know. And usually people that call in that want a reading want to know something about something in their future, want to know something about somebody. They want to know something about how to get there or when something's going to happen or if it's going to happen. And now that's the part where it gets all kind of fuzzy for most people. Well, I've heard that 1,000 times and I'm going to meet somebody. But okay, tying that into the law of attraction, you've put it out there. You've asked the universe, when is it going to happen? And then the universe will feed back to whomever, oh, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen by this time frame. Because you've put out there what you want. You've put out there what you want to create. You've put out the energy to manifest whatever that is in your life that you're looking to manifest. The universe is bouncing back to you, and we got some great quotes on that. So bouncing it back to you, now do you believe it? Do you accept it? Are you excited by it? So that's where the how part is the universe's part. So really, generally, you don't have to do anything. Nope, nothing at all. If you want something, you don't have to worry about it. It's going to be according to what you visualized and what you wanted. And now you just have to get out of the way and allow it to happen. And I say this all the time, but people come up with the strangest questions about that. So it's just really very simple. Just feel good. So we're going to get into some quotes. Let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit. Maybe I'll do that first, and then we'll get into the quotes about the law of attraction. Can't talk. Sorry. Yeah, it's like spacing out here. But I have one quote I thought you'd find rather interesting, and I get daily quotes from values.com. And I thought this was James Joyce said this, and I thought it was an interesting quote. Yeah, today's quote day, so we're going to get an inspirational day. Mistakes are the portals of discovery. I love that quote. Mistakes are the portals of discovery. So that basically means that if you make a mistake, it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to discover something new. It's an opportunity of discovery, of moving through it and onto something new and great. So yes, mistakes are just lessons of learning. They're nothing more than that. You know, people in religion put all this stuff about mistakes or sin. Sin is the great thing. No, it's just a mistake. A sin is a mistake, but it's a learning tool. It's something you learn. You know, was it Thomas Edison made 10,000 mistakes before he made the light bulb? Well, you know, I don't know if that's exactly true, that many, but the idea is that through our mistakes, we learn more about something and the subject, and it pushes us a little bit further, a little bit further, a little bit further to grow. Okay, so that's a mistake. So when you say you made a mistake, you just had a learning lesson. You're going to do it better next time. Absolutely, positively, right? Okay. Oh, I do have a caller. Well, let me set up a little bit. Hopefully, you've been listening to the show. So we're going to talk about the law of attraction big time today and try to hopefully inspire you to manifest whatever you want in your life, okay, to manifest whatever that is. And it really is about inspiration, you know, inspiration, motivation, two different words, very similar. Inspiration is more from the heart. Motivation is more from the kick in the butt. I like that. Thank you, Spirit. What do you think about that one, huh? Inspiration is more from the heart, and motivation is more from a kick in the butt. Yes. Okay, so I'll take a call, and then we'll jump into beautiful quotes I have on the law of attraction, and I wanted to get into that. But then before that, I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about the same subject. So that's what we're talking about, how to manifest whatever you want in your life. And you really don't have to do too much. That's the interesting part of it. You don't have to do too much. Okay, well, we'll talk more about that. Okay, let me take a call. 216 area code, are you there? Ready? Here goes. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
And
good
whom
topic.
Whom am I speaking to?
My name's Sharon.
Sharon, what's going on with Sharon today?
Well, I want to see what my guides say, or your guides, or whomever you speak to.
About what?
If I'm going to be, they're probably going to know the question. I mean, what I'm talking about. If they see me manifesting what I've been trying to do. If it's going to come to fruition soon.
Wait a minute. Well, we'll back up a little bit because this whole show is about manifesting what you want in your life. And so you've already asked for it, right?
Oh, yes. And I'm working on it too. Yes.
Well, you don't have to work on it too hard.
What
I mean by that is you have to allow it to happen. So you have no doubts. You have no doubts it's going to happen, right? It's a knowing. See,
Knowing
is in your heart and your soul, and you just know it's going to happen. So you have a time frame you want it by?
Oh, absolutely. I would love it by October.
Okay, so have you asked the universe that? You said by October 1st, I want this happening.
Oh, yes. I've written it down and everything.
So why wouldn't it happen? Then why wouldn't it happen? There's only one reason why it wouldn't happen. Well, two reasons. First reason, you doubt it. You put doubt in the way. You put some negative energy in the way. You put your vibration slips away from what you really want, and your vibration slips low. So that's one reason why it wouldn't happen. And the second reason is, you know, you might say October 1st, but, you know, it's in some of the law of attraction principles and teachings, it's like all the cooperative components have to be put in place. So it might be a little bit of delay because everything's not in place for it to happen. It doesn't feel that way because that's plenty of time. That's plenty of time. And you've been asking for a while, right?
I have. Are you getting any? And the one of them didn't work out. The one that just I manifested didn't work out. So I'm back out.
That's a learning lesson, isn't it?
There was something I needed to learn with it, and I let it go. I didn't sit and harp on it. But do you get any messages on it? But you are right. It was learning. I truly believe that.
Nothing more than patience on your part. I'm just hearing patience.
Okay.
Patience. Distract yourself from it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean by that? Distract yourself from it. Don't get caught up in it. Don't obsess on it.
Yep. Yes. Keep yourself busy doing things. Yes.
Yeah, but to continue to visualize the outcome you want. You know, it's what I hear is when you visualize whatever you want, whatever this is, then you have to bring all five senses into play if five is appropriate. Sometimes licking whatever you want may not be appropriate, but tasting it. But it's all the other things. It's the touch. It's the touch. It's how it looks like. How it feels. and all these, all those senses. What even sometimes the smell of what it's going to be like? What is it going to smell like when you're doing whatever you're doing, right?
Uh-huh.
So get all your senses into it, as many as you can, involved in it. That makes it more real too, right?
Yes, it does. You're absolutely right.
So make it real. Get your senses involved in it when you're visualizing the outcome. And that really helps. That really intensifies the knowing, because you know, as I learned, and spirit just reminds me of stuff as I learned in my schooling, metaphysical school I went to. You have to see it as kind of like almost like in a holographic form, suddenly taking shape and form into a physical form, of some way. Okay? Becoming real. From almost like in Star Trek when they materialized, right? Rematerialized. It's like it's on that form, and then you just visualize it becoming firm and concrete. I don't know what it is, and I don't get what it is, but you know what it is, and you want it. So you'll get it. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Be well. What they say? It's Star Trek. Be well and prosper. Something like that. I don't know. Something like that. The law of attraction. I got a couple other callers. That's what we're talking about today, is the law of attraction. And I got some quotes, and I thought I'd throw a couple of them at you before I take another call. There was one I found I thought was really just as a whole kind of a potpourri of quotes on this basic subject, and I just wanted to use some of them so you kind of go. I mentioned Jesus, and so I love this quote, and I don't have the scripture. It doesn't have the verse, chapter and verse in Bible book, but I know it's – I've read it. So I've read it in the Bible, so I know it's real. Therefore, I tell you, whenever you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it will be yours. Now, Jesus' words are so appropriate for our discussion here, because you ask for it, right? But you got to believe it. You got to just totally know it and buy it into it. Now, those are great words, and that's so law of attraction. Okay, I'll give you one more, and I'll get back to the calls. Buddha said, what you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create. This is a Buddha quote, so let me go back over the Buddha quote, because I think this is a cool one. What you think you become, that's really, you know, like what, you know, your thoughts, your beliefs are what you become, right? If you're going to be thinking angry thoughts, you become an angry person, right? If you think loving thoughts and loving, you're just all that thinking about love all the time, guess what? You become a loving person, right? What you feel, you attract. I love that. You got to feel this thing that you want. Whatever it is, it has to feel good. It has to feel. It's all that feeling thing. And that's a big part of the law of attraction. It's not just the thought, but the feeling has to be attached to it. The vibration of the feeling has to be attached to the thought. And what you imagine, you create. I mean, this was written, over 2,000 years ago. These words are out there. These words have been with us for a long time. It's not just something from The Secret that started, 10 years ago. No, these beliefs have been with us forever, and people have been using them forever. Okay? So back to you guys. You got the point, though. It's what you imagine, you create. What you feel, you attract. And believe that you will receive it. That's the key, no doubt. There's no doubt in getting what you want. Absolutely no doubt. Okay, so 111-646 and 651-650. So that's what we're into today. So it's really all about this subject matter. And I thought I would change pace a little bit, get into this, because I needed a little inspiration myself. You know, a little, oh, yeah, okay, I believe it. I you know, sometimes I do this for me more than you. Okay, 111. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. What's going on with Christine today?
I am just wondering if you could pick up anything for my career moving forward, or my next source of income.
Wait a minute. Now, what do you want? See, I'm back to the law of attraction. We're focusing on that today. So what do you want to do? So it's more about what you want to do.
Right.
What are you passionate
about?
What are you passionate about? What are you passionate about?
Passionate about the environment. So I actually applied for a job, and I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm still waiting to hear back. It's been a while, and
I
do. You know, I try to use the law of attraction, and I try to visualize myself.
Let me ask you another question. Now, sometimes what we're passionate about, and sometimes what is, I get the words practical. What is practical for you? I mean, you know, you can visualize yourself being whatever, but what seems to be practical also? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
So what would be a practical thing for you to do? Well, and I'm not saying you won't get that position. I'm not trying to discourage you. But I also keep the expression that you need to keep putting other feelers out there. You know, it's like you do a little bit more of the shotgun approach to it, where you have to put more out there to get what you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you honed in on like one company, one organization that you're trying to get a job with?
No, I put my application out for a few places, but
okay.
There's one in particular that I really want, so that's why I brought that up.
Okay, so are you following up with them?
I did, and they got back to me and said that they still haven't made a decision yet, so I'm still waiting.
Okay.
But I am still visualizing and using the law of attraction to get that job and to visualize myself in that position.
Okay, let me go back to what I said to the other lady, and I keep hearing for you too, is can you feel it? Can you get your other senses involved in it?
Yes.
So this is what you really want, right? This is what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you will do it. And you will do it. See, that's the message I get. You will do it. Sometimes, as I said earlier, it's the all the cooperative components have to be put in place for it to happen. So sometimes we have to be patient at some level because we can't get discouraged or doubt because it hasn't happened within our time frame, even though we want it in our time frame, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Things have to fall together, and they'll fall together for you. You just have to, okay, I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to stay happy. I'm going to stay in a good feeling place as much as I possibly can. And I just know this is my outcome. This is what I want, right? That's what I don't know what else to tell you, but Spirit keeps saying to you, keep on the path you're on because it's going to lead you to the outcome that you want.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes.
Don't get discouraged. Doubt puts up the wall. As soon as you get doubting it, then it puts up the wall. I don't think you're really doubting it, but I think you kind of like, well, it's been a while now. What's going on out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just let it go. Turn it over. Turn it over to the universe. Okay, I'm not even going to focus on it now because I've given it to you and you know what I want. And I don't have to talk about it all the time. I'll just kind of visualize it and see myself doing it. But I'm not going to ask again because you know exactly what I want. And I'm just going to turn it over to you. Right?
Right. Right.
Okay. You'll get it. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. As I said earlier, there's only two reasons you don't get it, because you block it. Or it's not quite time yet for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're 100% prepared for this, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. Well, then you'll get it.
I hope. Okay. I really hope so.
It's like somebody saying, well, I want to be a brain surgeon, but I've never been to medical school. Well, yeah, we got a problem there.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that one, right? No, that's not going to work. Unless you want to spend a lot of time in jail. Okay, I'll let you go. You're going to get it. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's a good point. Spirit brought up a good point. See, I'm channeling as I'm doing this. I know I'm listening to them, and they're yakking at me or yakking through me. They're always yakking through me. I don't necessarily have to go deep in trance sometimes. But you have to be ready for the job. You have to, you know, they even talked about this in The Secret and other places. You have to be in preparation or prepared for what you want to accomplish in life. You know, you have to have the education or the schooling or the background or whatever to accomplish what you want to do. Sometimes you say, well, no, I don't need that. But yes, you do. you know, like the brain surgeon thing. If you were going to build buildings and you're going to be an architect, you know, you need to know a little bit about how to build a building, right? Yes. They're reminding me of parents. Parents don't always know how to be parents. They kind of jump into it. Now, but more and more society now, people are learning more how to be a parent first, right? Yeah. Parenting classes. You just have good, as long as you have good examples from your parents. Okay, I'm rattling on here. I'm sorry. 646 and 650, I think, of the next two. Hello?
Hi, George. Hi, George. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And whom am I speaking to?
You are speaking with Terry.
Carrie?
Terry with a T.
Terry. Okay,
yes.
Terry. So what's going on with Terry, not Carrie?
Nothing much. Just checking to see if angels, or guides have any messages for me.
That's a message day out, so isn't it? Anything you want in your life? You don't care. You don't want anything. You're fine. You're 100% content in your life right now, right?
Yes, I am. Right now, I am. Yes.
So you want nothing in the future?
No, I do want. Well, the thing is this: I'm worrying less right now because I know exactly what direction I want to take in life. But for the future,
okay.
I definitely would like to meet someone that I'm going to be, you know, might have a relationship with, not just anyone. I live in New York City, so the people that in New York City are off my list.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe a year and a half moving to California.
Oh, no. Stay away. We don't need you anymore. I'm kidding. Just joking.
That's okay.
So if you want a relationship, then you want to, what I'm trying to get here is that the relationship situation is on hold till you decide to move.
Really?
Okay. Here's what I get. Okay, this is what I'm hearing. So this is cool for you. Trying to meet people in the area that you want to go so that you have an anchor to where you want to go.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Definitely makes sense. Oh, 100%.
So pick an area. If it's in California, pick an area that you feel good about.
All right.
And then just start trying to meet people in that area. I mean, dating sites or however you do it, or Facebook or however you're going to do it. You'll find it. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
A year and a half, but a year and a half is a long way off, and I don't feel it's that far away. Okay.
Really? All right.
Well, you want love now. You don't want love like 2020.
Yeah. Yes. So I think I'll set up a.
Even if you have to correspond for a while, that's fine.
Yeah,
and I've known people
to
correspond.
So.
I've known people to correspond for years before they actually. Okay, but you know, you'll get to go visit that area and then take a trip and then go back. And so, yeah, it'll work. Good. Go for it.
Right.
Go for it. Take care.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, George. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Actually, she should go to California first to figure out where she wants to live, what part, because it's a big state. It's like not like New York City, which is like a small area compared to a whole huge state. I mean, we got San Diego and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Santa Barbara, and then we have the far north reaches of California, Humboldt County, with all the lovely marijuana growers. And I have a friend who lives up there, her family's up there. And she's like, I want out of here. The guys up here are all a bunch of potheads. So, you know, you have to kind of pick your area. Even if you're going to come to California, we're all different. You could go live in the desert. Okay, that's not my favorite thing. But that's, you know, you're a desert person. That's cool. You can go live by Palm Springs. That's a beautiful area if you're a desert person. There's so many different. You could live in Fresno, which is, okay, yeah. No, never mind. We'll leave that one alone. There's so many different choices for that. I would say that lady, you know, pick a spot. Go visit it for a while, a few days at least, and go, hey, I'm going to meet somebody around here because I really like the vibe here. It's all the energy, right? The vibe, the vibration of where you want to be. You know, You ever had that experience where you go someplace and the vibration, it feels so good that you go, this is where I'm going to live in this area or this place. Okay. I had that once, a couple times. Okay. Let me take a call, 650, and we'll give you some more law of attraction quotes and my spirit guides. Hello.
Hey, George, this is Miranda. Thank you for taking my call. So I
was
the one that, you remember
yeah,
me?
I
was the one, yes, that I was supposed to get my sign within 3 days, and it didn't happen. And then I was told to do it again, and the deadline this time was Friday. It's this coming Friday.
Okay, but now you gotta let it go, dear.
Yes. I'm calling because I really want to know. I want to do this right. So I have let it go. I think I'm much better than I was the last time, last week. And but I'm trying to figure out, am I allowed to visualize? Because I was told to let it go, but I am allowed to visualize the outcome, right?
Well, letting go is stop asking. Letting it go is stop asking. The asking part, but the feeling part, the visualizing part. Do you know what it's supposed to look like?
See that? Yeah, I have something in mind, but I don't want to limit myself. Is that good? I mean, should I really just go for what I'd like to see, or should I not be so focused on details? I'm confused.
Okay,
I don't want to mess up.
Let me ask you a question. This is really important question, and I think
okay.
it's an important question. Do you know the general area where you want to live?
Yes, very close to where I am actually now, in the same.
Okay,
vicinity.
And so. But you know what the houses or places look like in that area, right?
They vary. They're all like sort of – they have their own character, to be honest. Like, you know, some
okay,
are
so
like
you want a house.
Style,
so you just start visualizing a house with character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because, you know, if you wanted a Cape Cod beach house, you wouldn't look for it in the desert necessarily.
No. Yeah.
So you don't have to be so specific, but you have a general idea. Now, what's the most important thing about the house? What's the most important? Is it the kitchen? Is it the how big the bedrooms are? Is it the living room? What's the most important thing in a house? Is it a yard?
It has to be spacious, have enough storage, and just have to feel right.
Okay, what room do you hang out in most in a house?
My kitchen and my bedroom.
Okay, so then start visualizing those. They're big enough and have enough, whatever you want, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because, I just didn't want, I felt like I was told to just let it go and not think about it, but then I thought,
visualize what you like. Keep that vision of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a neighborhood. I'm doing quotes today. So here's an Abraham quote from the Law of Attraction. Create in your mind a vision of what you want and never take your eyes from it. And the entire universe will cooperate with it.
Okay.
So in your mind's eye, see what it looks like. See what it is. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The asking part is separate. Now, well, can I have this? Can I have that? It's like a child asking his parents or her parents, can I go to the store? Can I go to the store? No, you can't. It's not. We're not ready to go to the store. Can we go to the store? That gets annoying, right? It's like, so I want to go to the store. Okay, well, we'll tell you when it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
I want my house. This is what it looks like. Okay, you make it happen. The how part is the universe's part. The how part. You have an vision of what you want, so don't get hung up in the how part. And to some degree, the when part. Okay?
Right.
You get it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep
you posted. I'll call you next week.
But then you have to pay attention to the synchronicity that comes into your life.
My eyes and
ears
are open, George. Yeah, I'm open. I'm open to whatever way that spirit wants it to work.
And excellent. You'll get it. Okay? Take care.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, George. I'll be in touch.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes. Okay. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit more about the law of attraction and these principles we've been talking about. Maybe if people have been listening, maybe this will help a little bit more because I'm going to get out of my way and let them talk. Those are all really good points. And those all seem to make a lot of sense and are very logical. And in some ways you can think about, well, I can visualize it. I know it's coming. I believe it's coming. I just know it's coming. So what's the hang up there? Is there a hang up in all that? Is there something that we would say to you that maybe people are missing about this process? Because a lot of people say, well, I'm asking for it. I've asked for it. I've let it go. And we would say to you, it's about your feelings about it. It's about your feelings in general. It's how do you feel? It's you can say I've let it go, but where's your emotional base about your life in general? In your life, where's your emotional base? Are you joyful? Are you happy? Are you having fun? Are you lighthearted? Is your life feeling good? Are you seeking things that feel good in your life? Are you in a constant state of worry? A worry about the outcome, worry about this, worry about that. It's where is your vibration? It's not just about that particular subject matter. And let's say you want a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or you want a new this or a new that. Where is your emotional base? What are your feelings about life? You got to get a vibrational match. We've talked about this, and we had George write about this. We call it source. You might call it God, but we'll use the word source here. You need to be in vibrational alignment with source. We call it being in that magnetic field with source, which means you need to raise your vibration as much as you possibly can to the level of joy, appreciation, and love. Now, for the last lady who called in, we would say to her, and we know we've talked to her, that start to appreciate having a beautiful home. I just really appreciate having a beautiful place to live in. But I also appreciate all the nature around me, and I appreciate this, and I appreciate that. And the more you appreciate the little things in your life, the bigger things come into your life also. So you have more and more to appreciate. Appreciate is feeling joyful about something. It can't, well, I appreciate this. Like, no, wait a minute. No, it's not just saying the words. It's the emotions behind the words. You can say, I appreciate a beautiful home. Now, how do you feel when you say that? Does it feel good or go, oh, I appreciate a beautiful home? No. It's get into an emotional state, a joyful state, a love state, a kind state, an appreciative state, really with that emotion, and trigger that emotion when you're asking and when you're appreciating things. Now, at first, you might have to build your vibration. It's not always there. You know, you've been told to appreciate this and appreciate that, and you might be in a low vibration, maybe a little frustrated, a little anxious. But so start with the little things. Start to appreciate the things that are easy to appreciate. Not hard, but the easy thing to appreciate. I mean, before that lady says, I want to appreciate a beautiful new home, where's her feelings? I may not be there yet. So she can start appreciating, wow, the sun is out today. It feels beautiful. The air feels really nice today. I really appreciate this warm weather we're having. I really appreciate the flowers in my garden. I really appreciate the flowers at the store I saw today. I really appreciate the meal I'm going to make, and I know it's so nutritious, and I really appreciate the nutritious meals that I'm going to be making. And I really appreciate my pets because they bring a lot of joy in my life. And so you're raising your vibration by doing that. And I appreciate my connection to source. I appreciate my connection to spirit. I appreciate that all good things can flow to me. And I appreciate that I love to be in a joyful state where all good things can flow to me. Okay, so you've moved from that state to, yeah, I'm starting to appreciate everything. And I'm starting to appreciate the universe and all of the magnificent things that are transpiring in the universe. I appreciated the eclipse and what it showed us more about the sun. And we learned more about the sun from the eclipse. And it was just a beautiful experience to just observe it from a safe place. There's so much to appreciate. So build that appreciation up for the little things. I really appreciate my friends who come to my house and make me laugh. I appreciate that TV show I saw last night that really made me laugh and chuckle and forget about all my problems, but also forget about whatever I'm asking for. They just got me into a really good mood, and I really appreciate that. And I appreciate that song that was on the radio this morning because it just made me feel good to hear that old song again that I've heard in years, and it just made me feel good, so good to listen to it. See where we're coming from? It's your feelings. It's your emotions. Get your emotions in that high vibrational place. Ramp your emotions up. Get into a joyful. Go dance. That's a beautiful way of doing it, is go dance. Put some music on and dance in the living room. Forget everything. Just get into the rhythm of the body and let your emotions and the joy flow. We'll leave you there because we want you to start focusing on that. Focus on your vibration. Focus on being in joy, being in appreciation, and ramping up the energy and the vibration of appreciation so it feels so good. Be in appreciation for love. I love this, and I love that, and I love you, and I love them, and just get there. And once you're in that magnetic field connected to source energy, then things start to happen. Amazing things start to happen. But you got to ramp it up. You got to get there. And once you get there, wow. It flows. So we'll stop talking. We'll get back to what George is doing. Have a beautiful day. Show some appreciation for everything in your life that feels good. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. Oh, you know what? What was I going to do? I don't know. What was I going to do? I got time left. I have a few minutes. I don't want to do that. Oops, I don't want to do that. I'm like, I want to do something here. Oh, I was going to bring the chat room back up for those who still are in the chat room. Oh, let me give you a little message on old souls. This is what I was writing about, how we got here onto the earth, and the spirit went off into this little thing about old souls. And so your soul essence has gone through a similar evolution as your humanity. So when you individualize it, it lacked the experience and knowledge of existing outside the source environment. Like a baby, it has to learn to thrive. This is about the soul, to thrive in the various physical environments. This takes many lifetimes for souls to go through the various stages of development. You speak of old souls. We would like to explain the qualities that are displayed when you reach that stage. An old soul is in the world, but not engaged in the conflicts of the world. Now, that's an interesting point the spirit made. An old soul is in the world, but not engaged in the conflicts of the world. An old soul's desire is to experience all the beauty and splendor of the world. Depending on the role of the old soul, they want to add to the beauty and knowledge of the world. They have very little interest in the drama that permeates your societies. They are there on the planet to add to the vast storehouse of amazing creations. It could be in the fields of art, entertainment, architecture, science, scientific discoveries, music, literature, and various other creative outlets. All souls have a tendency to be fiercely independent and resist following social norms. Each old soul selects a body that serves those needs. Okay, so I'm just going to leave that. That's an interesting thought about old souls, and I thought you'd appreciate that, what an old soul is all about. If you're an old soul, yeah, you don't give a rat's whatever about, you know, you're off in your own little world doing your wonderful, beautiful things. I think of some of the artists I've met, they're old souls. They're just so engrossed in their world. I have to go back in here and edit. See, when I read it out loud for you guys, then I have to think, oh, I have to edit that a little bit more. So let me give you a few more inspiring thoughts about the law of attraction. 10 daily law of attraction tips, and they don't give me the author, but this is cool. Choose joy in everything you do. Let go of the need to control. Notice the signs. Follow the divine guidance. Notice the little manifestations. I like that. Notice the little manifestations and show appreciation. That's my added point. Stay open to whatever comes next. Ooh, being open and allow is the word here. Let your inner child come out to play. Take time to meditate. visualize and feel good, and learn more about the law of attraction. Bashar is a channeled entity, kind of like Abraham. Okay, and the seven steps to manifesting from Bashar: vision, visualize what you want. Desire, be intensely excited about what you're visualizing. Belief, believe that your desire is possible to manifest. Acceptance, accept your belief in your ability to manifest it as being true. Intent. Want and intend are different. You must have the intention to manifest your desire. Action, act and behave like your desire has already manifested. Like you're already living in that place. You already have that new car. You already have that boyfriend, girlfriend, right? Detach from the outcome. You have to be intense in desire without any expectation that it manifests. So that's that allowing, letting it go. Just know it's going to happen. Get out of the way. Stop worrying about it. Okay? And there's some other quotes that I'm going to use. Okay, well, I'm looking at this list again, okay? I'll go back up to the top because I was reading more about the top. I love this one. Life is an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. Do not judge so you will not be judged. Radiate and give love, and love comes back to you. The universe brings back to you what you put out. Okay, Dr. Wayne Dyer said, anytime you start the sentence with I am, you're creating what you are and what you want to be. So if you say, I am successful, I am living in a beautiful home, I am with a beautiful partner, a loving partner, I am generous, I am forgiving, I am this, I am a healer, whatever it is, when you use the expression, so the contrary to that, which you want to stay away from, I am sick. Well, that's what you're stating who you are. I am sick. I am broke. Ooh, nothing worse than saying, I am broke. I am no good. I am limited. Oh, just, you know, let's get away from those. Let's leave those alone. Okay, Albert Einstein. I love Albert Einstein. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality that you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It cannot be any other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Now, let me read that again, because this is Albert Einstein. You know, this is physics, and it's amazing. You know, the science world is saying, okay, you can get anything you want. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. We're all energy. Everything's energy. We're just attracting energy, right? Match the frequency of the reality that you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Isn't that a beautiful quote? What do you think? That's an amazing quote. Which time do we have left? I see much more of these I can do. I'm just having so much fun with this. We got about a minute and a half. Let me one more. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday, and we'll see what we'll do on Friday. Okay, we read that one. The universe never asks you to struggle. Ooh, that's a good one. I love that. The universe never asks you to struggle. It is simply answering your mood, answering your emotions. Where are your emotions at? The universe is responding to you, your emotions, right? And then another quote is, the universe echoes back to you in every moment. So what you're putting out there is what you're getting. It's a very simple statement, and this is going on for a long time. It's not just something, just happened a few years ago, and okay. People have been talking about this for thousands of years. So I'm gonna use that quote. I'm going to make sure I get that Albert Einstein quote and post it somewhere. Maybe if I can even post it on Facebook, I will do that because I love it so much. So I'm going to even save it. Okay, so it's been fun. I'm having a great time. Hopefully you had a great time today. I will be back on Friday. I'm not sure what we'll do. I love you guys. Hopefully I was helping somebody today in some way. Talk to you soon. Bye.